Death can be complicated, and everyone has a different way of coping with it. Experiencing death as a child is even more complicated, because it's a concept that children can't wrap their minds around. When explaining death to a child, adults often use words and phrases that are comforting and reassuring. For example, some adults may use the sentence, "They're in a better place now," when in reality, that person is covered in dirt and 6 feet under the earth. But that sounds way too harsh to tell a child. As a child, I had my fair share of funerals. In fact, I've been to more funerals than weddings. While that seems dark, I don't think it affected me too badly. It was just a concept I had to learn at an earlier age. This led me to believe that there is something more that happens after death. The thought of taking my last breath and meeting complete darkness is terrifying. Instead of meeting that dark abyss, I like to think that we are in control of what happens to our soul after we die. By saying this, I strongly believe in reincarnation, and we are the ones who get to choose if we want to be reincarnated. When I was younger, my grandmother used to tell me that past loved ones could visit us through a butterfly. When one landed on you, it means that they were checking up on you. Today, I know she most likely used this example as a coping method. Along with the idea of reincarnation, I like to believe that we are given the choice on if we would like to be reincarnated. Depending on how we spent our previous life, some may not want to go through another life. This is where their final resting place comes in. Those who want to be reincarnated will have the ability to become another human, animal, or even a tree. By having multiple lives, we are continuing a pattern and evolving. Reincarnation could be the reason for us having a connection with objects and other people. It's because maybe we've seen them before or associate them in our past lives. I believe it also creates a reason for our unexplained fears. For example, I've always been afraid of an open flame. I remember when I was younger, I would used to chase my granny around the house, blowing out the candles that she would light. Never in my life have I ever experienced a house fire or been burnt badly. Maybe it's because I experienced one in my past life, and it's followed me into this one. Perhaps I was burnt at the stake for being a witch in my past life. It's far-fetched, but it's a theory. This would also explain why I can easily visualize a person in my mind and feel a connection with them. Yet, I've actually never seen or known that person's name. In some cases I've read, people were able to make spontaneous remarks about their previous life. This included names, people, and personal possessions they owned. There have been multiple occasions where I've felt like I've lived this life already. Despite death being a complicated idea, it's an event in our life that eventually comes. Some people will be against the idea of reincarnation, and that's totally fine. I'm not writing this essay to scare others about death or living their next life. I'm just stating what I believe in. I truly think we have the power to control our next steps after we die. Some may choose to continue to the next life, and some may not. Either way, I'm just living the way I want my life to, before I start my next one.